Welcome back, this RB Sensei. To my diehard fans, make sure you watch at least until 9 minutes because watch time is the most important factor to this channel growing and being successful. To new watchers, if you like this video at any point, like and comment. Be sure to follow me on Rumble, Discord, or Twitter. Links below, because who knows how long they're going to let me stay on the tube. Now let's get into this ridiculous nonsense.
Nope.
Why?
Personal choice.
I refuse to spend another Christmas single. If I'm single come this Christmas, I give up.
Thank you, Jesus!
Unfortunately, I am a lover girl, I am a hopeless romantic, and Christmas is my favorite time of year.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a fuck.
What does it mean to be a lover girl? You like relationships, but you can't get one? Does that make you a lover girl?
The answer is hell no.
Maybe these lover girls should have more realistic expectations so they can maintain a relationship to actually be a lover girl in. Just a crazy thought. Fellas, let me know your theory below. Why is it that attractive women have the worst time keeping a man?
You don't really want to know.
It's also so coupley, isn't it? Like Christmas markets and like cozying up in front of the fire, watching Christmas movies. That's all so coupley. And I've never had a cute couple's Christmas, okay? And I'm tired of it.
See, there's always gonna be some real sad parts in life that's hard to accept. That wishing something was different won't make it so.
So, Hetty, in the future, duet this. Did you find your, not your Christmas boyfriend, but...
She would rather spend the rest of her life having lonely Christmases than date a seven. Never forget that. If you were starting to feel sorry for her, you know, if you had some sympathy and empathy for her, don't forget that.
My first husband was a good man, and I divorced him.
Most girls won't admit this, but for your sake, I will. I hate nice guys.
She would rather cry herself to sleep every Christmas Eve for the next 60 years. And date a guy who's 5'10". So keep those tear ducts dry over there, guys.
Okay.
Here's how to manipulate men into wanting you as their girlfriend.
It was at this moment that she knew. She fucked up.
It's actually very simple. It's very obvious, and I'm gonna dive right in. In order for him to understand what he's missing out on, like what he could have, how amazing you are, you have to show him, right? You have to make him understand. So what you can do is give him the girlfriend privilege. A few examples of this would be cook for him, bake for him, give him head scratches. They go crazy for that.
Okay, head scratches are awesome. I'll give you that. But here's the problem. He has 10 other chicks who are just as pretty, if not prettier than you, doing the exact same things.
Oh my gosh, I've never heard about that.
The bar for being a good woman is in hell. Just be nice to him and scratch his head. Can you imagine if the bar for being a good man was that low? The things that they deem as so spectacular. I cook and clean and I'll be nice to you. What? That's not anything amazing. That's just being a decent human. So basically what she's saying is just be a decent human to him and that'll knock his socks off. Wow.
Send him cute messages that give him butterflies. I have a whole series about how to do that, so watch that. Reply fast, show him that you want to see him. And then you take it away. You take the whole girlfriend privilege, you take it away.
You just saying anything now, ho.
Essentially what this will do is make him miss it. Make him crave what he had, because it was...
He had it while you were doing it with 9 other women. So if you ghost him, he'll just be like, oh, I don't know what happened to that bitch. What was her name again? Anyway, let me call Tiana.
Bingo.
This is what I want to say. A lot of the things that she said before it got manipulative and evil, they always, you know, veer in that direction. But that was actually good advice. Try to be a good woman to him. You know, text him right back. Treat him good. You know, support him. Give him words of affirmation.
Ooh.
These things would work perfect for the bottom 80% man. But they don't really do much to move the needle with top 10% men.
Why not?
They would do wonders with the bottom 80% man. Those things would probably get a dude to buy you a house and work 3 jobs to retire you at 23. But a top 20, top 10% man, eh.
You know how to tell if your woman is plumpy or not, right? Okay? When you go to hug her around the waist and your hands meet, Your hands meet like that, or even like that a bit. Okay? It means she's not plumpy. Okay? And she's not fat. Now, when you go to grab her, and your hands don't meet, kind of go like that. Right? It means you've short fucking hands.
How does anyone find that funny? I mean, seriously, how does anyone find that funny? If you laughed at it, there's something seriously wrong with you.
Yeah, I knew it. I knew it. Even if she is big, love her as she is. You know, even if she was skinny when y'all first start dating, you should still love her as she is. But if a man go broke or if his D stop working, y'all don't push that narrative that the woman should still love him for the person he is. Get the fuck out of here, lady.
I'm living my nightmare. It is a monster. It's in my head.
Do you want access to 2 to 3 exclusive live streams a week that won't be available to my regular subscribers?
Not really, no.
Are you tired of listening to these stupid ads?
Yes.
Do you want access to over 70 exclusive unseen episodes?
No. No need.
Do you want to see my videos at least one day early and be a complete alpha Chad or a G'd up Tyrone?
What kind of shit is that?
Then I got news for you, champ. For $5 a month via Subscribestar or Patreon, you can get all that. And if you want the convenience of staying on YouTube, you can join the YouTube membership for $10 a month.
Hey, get the fuck out of here, nigga!
You want a man to fall in love with you? Just be emotionally unavailable. Don't give him a safe space, okay? Don't give him a safe space.
This is why you don't let women give advice to other women. Because it's just idiocy spreading like wildfire.
This woman looks fucking nuts. Listen, playing these games with Chad and Tyrone, it'll make him interested again until he can dominate you again. And then he'll still get bored with it at some point and just block you. But yeah, maybe this is a temporary solution to Chad losing interest.
So you're telling me there's a chance?
Yeah!
But it's not going to be a long-term solution, I assure you. Okay, I'm going to ask you guys a serious question. Who do you think is more unbearable, you know, after the couple moves in? The man or the woman? Who do you think is more obnoxious to be around?
You know that shit.
I'll say this in my opinion. When you move in with a woman, that's when you see who she truly is, and that's when you usually see it's not going to be worth it long term. Either after y'all move in or after she push out the kid. Those are the two times when women just let loose and show you who they really are.
I wonder why no one will date me. I wonder why no one will date me. I'm not being pick me as fuck. I know why. I'm psycho. I'm psycho cuckoo fucking bananas. I don't shut the fuck up for longer than 10 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
You can't even enjoy a moment of silence around me.
Right. Now, if a woman's still acting cool for the most part, you know, years after you moved in with her, or years after you had a child with her, hey, you may have a unicorn on your hands.
People talk about men aging like wine. Look at, like, it's not true. I'm sorry. A great example of this is Leonardo DiCaprio. It's like, yes, Leonardo DiCaprio, at his current age, is handsomer than me. But when he was my age, he was way handsomer than he is now.
Right.
So this whole, like, delusion that men keep feeding themselves.
Oh,
you know,
yeah,
men age like wine. I've looked at the research here. Who's most physically attractive to a 25-year-old woman? It's like a 26-year-old man. Women are most physically attracted to men who are slightly older than themselves. And that only extends until like 40-ish. And then the trend actually starts to reverse. That's when women start thinking that younger men are actually sexier.
Mm.
And that gap becomes wider as they get older.
Nobody is going to respect him. Everybody's walking around like, yeah, you know he just...
Yes, I'm a simp.
I looked at him like he was stupid.
He's a woman, dude. You should treat her with respect. So what, she had a rough past? Who has it? Who has it?
I'm an actual simp.
If you put yourself automatically in a submissive or inferior position, you might be a simp.
He failed.
Any man who's willing to do that is a man that is going to be a fucking chump.
Beta!
It's a sign of being a beta male.
Beta.
What, beta?
First thing is that women will not respect a weak man. They may like or love a weak man, but they will never respect them.
Okay, so what's your point? So men age like milk and women age like milk? Like what's your point? See, a man's value isn't him being some stud in the looks department. A man's value comes from his brain, you know, his ability to go get resources, his discipline, his character, etc., etc. A woman's hype is pretty much her looks. A woman's hype is what she looks like. Bars. And that's pretty much where it ends. Women aren't hyped up because they have mind-blowing personalities and they're just so intelligent.
Well, I tell women that all the time. I don't hate women. I just think you're funny.
They are who we thought they were.
And even if Leonardo DiCaprio looked like Shrek, he has at least $100 million. Probably $500 million. He would still be fucking bad 21-year-olds. This says, the universe saw me healing already from the past traumas I've experienced and gave me the most complicated situationship to see if I'm still stupid. And guess what? I'm sure she was still stupid. And it wasn't the universe. You went after another emotionally unavailable man. It's all you. Stop pointing the fingers at God and the universe. It's still you. You're the problem. You never started healing in the first place. It's all poppycock.
Hey, open your eyes. Can't you see?
All human beings need to feel needed. Men more so than women, because men can't seem to justify their own existence. So unless they're needed, useful, productive, making a difference, they can't tolerate their own being.
No, I think it's women that can't tolerate their own being. We've been brainwashed as men to believe we're not worth anything unless we're rich or really tall or something. We're the ones who built society. We're the ones who maintain society. We're the ones who wrote 99.9% of the philosophy books, so on and so forth. Like, this is ridiculous. The woman is the one that struggles to, you know, justify her existence once her looks fade. That's why it is such a big deal when women turn 30. Because it's like, oh, nobody's kissing my butt for being hot anymore and young. So now people aren't acting like they like me. Oh, wait a minute. Maybe I never was funny. Maybe I never was charismatic. Maybe I didn't do anything to get all this attention and, you know, get all these things thrown at me.
Now let's check back in, you know, when that skin starts to sag a little too much and she's going to drift off to nothingness. Because then they start to realize, oh, well, maybe I have to start thinking for a change. Uh-oh, I got to have a personality. I got to be likable when I open my fucking mouth for anything other than sucking cock. What? This is torture. This is hell.
A man, when he gets married, needs to know that he is useful, necessary, important, that he is needed. So the worst thing a wife can say to her husband is, never mind, I'll do it myself.
Look, never look to a woman to validate your existence. You should just know as a man you're needed because you should know how much of a dingbat your wife probably is when it comes to a lot of things. Maybe not everything. Maybe she's good in a couple of areas, but if you know your wife, you know all the flaws she have, and you should just know all the things you bring to her life, even if she doesn't realize it, even if she doesn't give you credit for it.
You a gangster now. You on the other side. Whole new ball game.
You shouldn't say that about a woman. Why can't you say women are wrong when they're wrong?
You want to be making moves on the street, have no attachments, allow nothing to be in your life that you cannot walk out on in 30 seconds flat.
Okay, first of all, I didn't miss the red flags. I looked at them and thought, damn, that's sexy. And that's my problem.